Why, hello, ladies and germs. Welcome to Hot Talks, the latest news and entertainment podcast on the City High's website, thelittlehot.com. My name's Nathaniel Alder.
I'm Max Friedman.
And I'm Gabe.
Dave doesn't have a last name. It's just his family abandoned him by the seashore 4 years ago. All right. So, some fun stuff happened last night. The presidential debates aired live on CNN. I don't know about you, I did not watch them because I, for one, know that both candidates limit the field of questions that are aimed at them, so there's pretty much no point in watching either one.
I mean, that's true, but it still is fun to watch them just because I like to see how each of the candidates presents themselves and tries to defend their points, even though a lot of the time they're just going back and forth, like, repeating the same thing over
true.
And again.
I mean, my only issue with that is, A, they're pretty much rehearsed answers, and B, it's like, all the undecideds that are watching the debates to find out which one they like, it's been, like, statistically proven that they only study each candidate's, like, movements and the way they respond instead of the content, and that's who they vote on. So it's, like, to me, it's just kind of a big disgrace for undecideds. If they want to know who to vote for, then they should be paying attention to what they're saying.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but I think that if they're undecided, they probably just don't really care.
If they're not, if they're undecided,
at this point in the election. But I mean, it's still very interesting, especially when they make jokes at each other's expenses, and I don't know, it's fun to watch sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the part that I watched, Obama was like, well, Romney is proposing a $5 trillion tax cut, and then Romney was like, I'm not proposing a $5 billion tax cut. And then Obama's like, you see, but Romney's proposing a $5 billion tax cut. And they said the same thing back and forth for like 5 minutes. I don't know. It's just kind of fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, check in on that. There'll be more debates to come.
Mm-hmm. The next one's on October 11th. It's the vice presidential debate. So the one you can skip. It's about foreign policy.
I don't know if it happened this week or last week, but at some point in time, John Stewart and Bill O'Reilly had a debate.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did that happen? Or it's either happening this weekend. Either way, you can go look for it online. It sounds like it's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of debate I'd like to see.
Super awesome.
Check that out.
All right.
So moving on to music. If you're as into alternative rock and indie bands as I am... make sure to check out Tame Impala's new album, Lonerism. They're an alternative rock band from Australia, and they're super good. Check it out.
Yeah.
Gabe?
One of my favorite bands ever, Kiss, is releasing their 20th album.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen. Monster will be upon us on October
9th. I quit after album 19. I don't know. I was just like, too much tongue.
Wait,
much.
14 was like the rose in the desert. And like 9 through 13 and then 15 through 17 were pretty bad. But everything surrounding that was pretty good.
Gene Simmons' Family Jewels TV show came on, and they just, went downhill from there. I don't know about you guys.
Wait,
no, that was incredible.
Is it all the original members? Or have any of them died yet?
No, they're not, old enough to be, the Rolling Stones.
Well, I know, but I just
Beatles.
Feel like the drugs would have gotten to them at this point.
They're
yeah.
so fake. They don't even do drugs. They just act like they do so people will listen to their music. They're terrible. They're terrible people.
Okay. Yeah, so make sure to check that out. Moving on to movies. This weekend, make sure to check out Frankenweenie, the new movie from Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah.
It's about a kid whose dog dies and he brings him back to life, and it's his adventures with this Frankenstein-like dog. Make sure to check that. It's really good.
It'd be nice to get excited for a Tim Burton movie for once, because for the past, I don't know, 9 years, I've been, like, so frustrated and disappointed with most of his work. But I'm hearing this is good. It's getting good reviews, so maybe that'll be good. Sleepwalk With Me, comedian Mike Birbiglia's new movie, which he co-wrote with Ira Glass of This American Life, and he directed, is coming to the Bijou, the theater at the IMU, and I'm super excited about it.
Yes.
It's kind of like the indie darling of 2012, besides Beasts of the Southern Wild, which we saw and was also amazing. But,
I mean, if you ever watch any of Mike Birbiglia's stand-up, he's hilarious.
Yeah, and it's based off of his one-man show that he did 2 years ago, I think, that he toured the country with. And Mike Birbiglia will also be in Iowa City, is it?
Yeah, tonight he's at the Englert Theater.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're watching this tonight, the 9th?
Yeah.
Nope.
The Englert Theater.
No, the 4th.
No, that's when everything comes out.
It's the 4th.
It's the 4th.
He's at the Englert Theater doing a show, so yeah.
But if you're watching it tomorrow,
it might be sold out. It might be sold out by now, anyways. But yeah, he's a really great comedian, so you guys should check his stuff out on YouTube, all three listeners.
And now it's another one of my new upcoming favorites. Taken 2 is my terrible movie of the week. I have to admit, I didn't see the first one. But I've heard it was okay. Yeah, okay. That's my deciding.
You have no merit, Gabe.
but it looks so good from watching the trailer, Gabe. I am so excited to see it.
Well, that's good
my
for you.
My favorite part was when Liam Neeson shot stuff from his gun. And then my other favorite part was when he shot a car and it blew up and exploded. And then another part where he was running on a roof and then he jumped off.
What did you say earlier? You think that he should just stop taking...
He should stop taking his family to vacation to Europe. Like, why?
They just end up getting taken.
They're just
going to
get
taken.
Did he not
learn
his lesson?
Watch the
like,
third movie
on.
Come out and he's like, oh, maybe I'll take him on a cruise to the Caribbean. Oh, this keeps happening to me. Oh,
dang it. Poor me.
Oh, why does this keep happening? I should have just been Lincoln instead. Yeah.
They also missed a really good opportunity for a title. They could have been Taking It to the Street.
you heard it here first. Taken 2 sequel.
Taken
It
again.
2.
Did you ever want to remake Taken 2?
I don't know why anybody would without remaking the first one.
But, yeah, so that's Gabe's crappy movie of the week.
Up another notch.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So tell us, post in the comments, what are you excited about? Are you going to listen to the Kiss album 20 times through? Once for every album? The 13th time will be the best.
Yeah,
I promise.
Once for every time that Gene Simmons has been to rehab.
Once for every time.
That's like
Gene
120
Simmons
times.
The stereo with his tongue.
Guys, I don't think anybody can listen to this much Kiss. I think that was like a week.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that pretty much does it for us here at Hawk Talks.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for tuning in, guys.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
How
bye, y'all. Have a nice one.